Honorable Mohammad Nizam Karyappa, you have 10 minutes.
Thank you, Deputy Speaker. Adadina me podiviya para pilibanda karaka sabavathula matuvena karunu pilibandawa kadina neethimeya kriya marga ganima neethipathivaraya yomu kirimata hakkiwana paridi neethimeya sanshodhane kadimana kalayutiyai tamai me yojanawa tibenne. With all due respect to the member of parliament who brought this motion, I wish to say that the motion doesn't say which law has to be amended. Be that as it may, how to make the sectoral committee an effective, how to make use of their recommendation, there are so many notes, so many researchers, so many analyses, so many recommendations has gone into. So this may be a reason through which they may want to discuss this particular report, be that as it may. Garu, Niyojya Kathanayakathumani, Iyadina Mama Avasthava Killuwa, Ape Niyojya Ematithuma, Vatakalama Ematithuma, Ara Karnak Sambandhen, Abhiyogayak Idibat Kara, ඒ අභියෝගයට පිළිතුරු දෙන්න උත්සාහ කරනකොට මට කිව්වා මේ එහෙම ඔබතුමා මට අවශ්‍ය නම් වෙලාවක් අරගෙන කරන්න කියලා. දැන් ප්‍රශ්නේ තියෙන්නේ මේ පාර්ලිමේන්තුවේ විපක්ෂ සිටින മന്ത്രി වරුන්ට ඔහම අවස්ථාව ලබා ගන්න ඉන්න වෙනවා. ඊළඟ අවස්ථාව උන්ට කතා කරන්න ලැබෙන අවස්ථාවක් නිසා ඒ අවස්ථාවට අවස්ථාව ලැබෙන්නේ නැහැ. එතුමා කිව්වා මේ පළාත් පාලන ආයතන ඡන්ද විමසීම් සංශෝධන පනත 2012 අංක 22 දරන සංශෝධන පනතේ 66 ඈ වගන්තියේ හයවන උප වගන්ති යටතේ ඒ පළාත් පාලන ඒ මේ නගරාධිපති පත් කිරීම සම්බන්ධයෙන් එතන ඉන්න ඒ ප්‍රොසයිඩින් ඔෆිසර්ට අභිමතානුසාරී බලයක් තිබෙනවා කියලා මේක මේ විවෘත ඡන්දයක්ද එහෙමත් නැත්නම් රහස් ඡන්දයක්ද කියලා තීරණය කරන්න. හරි කනගාටුයි කියන්නේ නියෝජ්‍ය කතානායකතුමනි. ඒක සම්පූර්ණයෙන්ම මේ සභාව නමග යවලා තිබෙනවා. මම ඉංග්‍රීසියෙන් ඒක ඊයේ කියවුවා. එතුමා එක ගණන් ගත්තා නම් මම තව සරස් සිංහලෙන් කියවලා මගේ මේන් පොයින්ට් එකට එන්නම්. සභිකයෙන් දෙදෙනෙකු හෝ ඊට වැඩි සංඛ්‍යාවක්ගේ නම් නගරාධිපති වශයෙන් තෝරාපත් කර ගැනීම සඳහා යෝජනා කොට ස්ථීරකරණ ලැබුණු අවස්ථාවක තෝරාපත් කර ගැනීමේ ක්‍රමය පැමිණී සිටින සමාජිකයන් විසින් යෝජනා සම්මතය මගින් තීරණය කරනු ලබන විවෘත හෝ රහස්‍ය ඡන්දයක් විය යුතුයි. ඒ කියන්නේ පැමිණී සිටින සභිකයන්ගේ ඒ තීරණය තමයි වැදගත්. එක සභිකයෙක් නෙවෙයි. පැමිණී සිටි සමාජික සභිකයන්ගේ බහුතරයේගේ අභිමතය නැත්නම් ඔවුන්ගේ අදහස මත තමයි අදාළ පළාත් පාලන පිළිබඳ ඒ කොමසාරිස්තුමියට අයිතියක් තිබෙන්නේ තීරණයක් ගන්න. එwidetildeට කිසිම අභිමත සවලයක් නැහැ. ඒක මන් ඒ අභියෝගයේ මන් අද දින ඒකට පිළිතුරක් දුන්නා. So let me go from there.
Order please on behalf of the speaker of the parliament of Sri Lanka I wish to welcome our veteran Indian filmmaker and film actor Padma Shri, Padma Bhushana, Dr. Mohanlal Vishwanathan to the gallery of the Parliament of Sri Lanka, Speaker's Gallery.
We too extend our wishes and welcome them. Thank you very much.
Honorable Nizam Karyappa, you may continue.
Yeah, thank you very much. Etakota Niyojya Kathanayakathumani. Yeah. Yes, I will do it. What I was reading from the section, I'll definitely. Oh, Mama Hansad Katakarannam. No, it's the act, not the, I am talking from Palat Palana, thank you very much, Honorable Minister. Palat Palana, Aitana Chandavimisa Panate, Didas Ekola Dolaha, Anka Visideka Darana Panate, Hata Ayan Vaganti, Hayavana Chedia, Hayavana Vagantiaman Kiwi. Eating Garu, Niyojya Kathanayakathumani, Eka Karnia. Technically, I am still on my feet from yesterday 3:30. You will be wondering what I am talking about. If you are Honorable Deputy Speaker, I don't want to make an issue out of it. I have so much of respect and due regards to this chair, especially the Deputy Speaker. When at the time of 3:30, exactly 2 hours and 30 minutes from the proceedings commenced yesterday, I stood up. The Speaker recognized me, Deputy Speaker. Mentioned my name, called upon to speak. I commenced my speech. In terms of standing order, I have been recognized by the chair to make my speech. Then there was a point of order raised by Honorable Vijit Hera. The point of order was discussed continuously. And it went out of control. The Deputy Speaker mentioned the thing is going out of control. Without a ruling on that point of order, it was adjourned abruptly. So I don't want to make an issue out of it, be that as it may. Now I'll continue with my speech. I don't want to, waste the time of this house on discussing matter that is gone. Dadam, mudinda vidayangalai patti naanga pesa thevayille. Then I'll come to the other matter. Now, today we are talking about... Balandigya etuma metada aawa. එතුමාගේ ඇක්සිඩන්ට් කරපු ෆොටෝස් උත් තියෙනවා ආ ඒක ගරු නියෝජ්‍ය කතානායකතුමනි මම ඔබතුමාට යමක් විශේෂයෙන් කියන්න ඕනේ මේක මම නොකිය ඉඳ හැදුවේ 19 3 ස්ථාවර නියෝගයේ යටතේ මේක කියලා මම ආ 40ක් මම කියවන්න thank you 19 3
you just mentioned about economizing on time I think you should
thank you I'll then proceed with my speech I know the honorable Bimal Ratnayake is very clever in distracting us anyway thank you I don't want to fall into his traps now coming back to the today's matter now we are not talking about the economic impact that has arisen out of the malpractices this is all about the economic impact But there's another important matter that's directly connected to the Sri Lankan economy. I have to speak about it. I'm referring to the conflict that may seem distant, but is rapidly becoming a global threat. The war on Iran, led by Netanyahu government of Israel. At the heart of this crisis lies the long-standing and heartbreaking situation in Gaza. Honorable Deputy Speaker, I'd like to say a few words on that. We call on this government not to encourage Israel tourists, as many of them are not merely a tourist, but appear to be planning a long-term stays and establishing places of worship. By allowing this, we are inviting troubles, Honorable Deputy Speaker. Number of times in this house, by the opposition, continuously we pointed out to the government not to send workers to Israel, not to encourage the so-called purported tourists into Sri Lanka. Now what we have happened? Now we are all worried about the malpractices, some millions of rupees that had been wasted and that had been, there had been abuse or whatever in this report. Now we are facing a serious matter. We are in the verge of a world war coming closer to us. We must also recognize that Israel's unending attack on Gaza, its illegal settlements, and its refusal to follow international rules have caused and worsened this crisis. Nothing else. The United States is the other culprit. By giving Israel full support, politically and militarily, has allowed Israel to act without any fear or consequences. This shows a clear double standard in how international law is applied. Honorable Deputy Speaker, this imbalance in global justice is what has made Gaza an issue now concerns the entire world. Failing to protect Palestine's right has not only created more violence and extremists, but now risks the causing of a larger war, one that could affect all of us. Leave alone that we keep on talking about these motions and these whatever the me gavayan ginnala kenapu me million gaan anyway. Ekata wadiya vishala arbudayaka labanga api inne dan. Now, our foreign ministry must show leadership, which they lack. Leave alone the leadership. They are trying to use unethical, wrong, standing order, point of order to block us talking. Me Gaza eke inna janathawata me Israel ekka randu karanawata wediye loku randuwak apita siddha karanna wenawa. Gaza wenwen katha karanna viruddha pakshaya wenwen. That's the predicament that we are in. Now, our foreign minister, it must be speak for the fair two-state solution, which he never talks about. Demand an immediate ceasefire, he doesn't talk about it. Call for a full humanitarian access, he doesn't talk about it. And support the real peace talks and include all voices. No, nothing is concerned. He's only worried that there are some migrant workers have been sent, around 20,000, and try to move it away from the war. So what I am trying to say, the Honorable Deputy Speaker, now, at the time of such a serious conflict. Now it's true, now we have got wars from 11:30 till 5:30, we have time for an adjournment debate on a so-called this report, which could have been definitely discussed at the Committee on Public Enterprises. And not only that, Deputy Speaker, there is a mechanism existent available for the report to be submitted to the authorities, be that be the CID, be that be the CID, be that be the Attorney General, for them to take legal action. I was wondering what the legislative amendment the government
Honorable
is seeking.
Honorable Nizam Karyappa, you have 1 more minute.
1 more minute. So what is the legislative amendment they are talking? Let us talk. The more important, the imminent economical challenges that we are going to face very soon, about the fuel prices, about our tourism, and about having the Israelis here, and the fear that the war might come to Sri Lanka. How are we going to ensure and stop the war does not come to this region? Those are the matters that we will now talk about. And I am sad to say the government is fighting shy to face that debate. Government is scared to talk about it. Government is using absolutely false point of order to block us from talking. And it is so much so, and I'll finally say, the Honorable Deputy Speaker, you, if you look at the clips, video clips, you are not given a ruling on the standing order that was placed against me. I am supposed to be still on feet, and the Deputy Speaker has not made any ruling and abruptly adjourned. And let me say, this should be the first and the last. The Secretary General's table should not get involved, telling the Deputy Speaker to adjourn. That's none of their business. Thank you very much, sir.